And welcome back to Region 5 Championship Basketball here. Teams go into the state tournament. There'll be two out of this particular conference of 2A. Panthers are out on the court first. Shooting-wise, anyway, Glacier Bears not shooting very high percentage. Panthers not shooting a high percentage in that quarter either. Both teams, Cox finished with 8 points in that quarter, and Jacobson and Long finished with 5, 4, and 3. All right, Panthers with the basketball out at the top here. They'll bring it top. Nothing going ever. Glacier Bears in a 2-3 zone defense. They're just going to play catch on the outside. Long with the ball. Can't find anybody. Now he'll come back out to the top on a slow dribble. It goes inside. Kicks the ball back out to the side to Almanzor. He goes to the up and in. No. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Swinton. And he's immediately going to be tied up by Blanc. So alternating possession is going to go back to the Glacier Bears on it. Full court pressure by the Panthers here. Blanc will put some pressure on. They get the ball back inside to Cox. Cox is completely surrounded by Records. Gets it back on the steal. Goes hard to the hoop on that steal. And there's a whistle on it. Official's going to come this direction. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. Trevor Cox. That'll be his second personal foul. That'll send Blanc to the line. Blanc puts up that first one. Doesn't go, however. Coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears will be Fowler. Fowler looks up. All right. He's into the ball game. Blanc puts it up, doesn't go, rebound comes back down the hands of Sage over to Stegans. Stegans on the dribble, almost loses the ball as a lot of pressure is being applied by Jacobson. Now there's a whistle on it. Official is right there. It's going to be on number 5, Blanc. Charlie Blanc picked up his first. Glacier Bears going to the free throw line as they're in the 1-1 situation here. Just beginning second quarter action, 7:24 to go in that second quarter. Glacier Bears 14 and the Craig Panthers 8. Digging at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. Yet to score in the ball game. First chance from the line. This is up on its way. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for. Actually ends up in the hands of Almanzor. Way out beyond the three-point arc. Over to Vickers. He puts up the shot. It's going to go out of bounds. Awful one of the Glacier Bears. I think Fowler got a hand on it. So Vickers shot just a little bit hard off the back of the iron, but Fowler couldn't corral it. Back out. Blanc will have the basketball now. Almanzor will inbound it. Panthers set up on the right-hand side. 7:15 to go here in the second quarter. Looking. Nobody comes out to pick him up with Jacobson, but he gets the ball back inside. Back to Blanc. Now there's going to be a foul on it. It's going to be a travel. Jacobson and Blanc passing the ball back and forth in that deep right-hand corner. Took a couple of extra steps. Substitution. Cox back into the game. Palmieri back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Fowler out. And Sage out. Green with the ball, 2-2-1 press by the Panthers right now. Gets the ball back into Stegan. He gets the ball back over to Green on the far side. Still not across the half court. Now they get it to Cox. He's surrounded by two players. Gets it off to Green, who is all alone. Goes up, puts up the shot, up and in. So Matthew Green goes to the hoop off that left-hand side. Gets a nice little shot out of it. Cox now puts a little pressure on. Glacier Bears are pressing too. Almanzor down the right-hand side of the court. He's still going. Nobody stops. Tapped away by Swinton, however. Saved the bucket. And the Glacier Bears hustling back down the court. And they immediately turn it over. And the ball ends up in the hands of Blanc. And he drives all the way down. And he's going to wrestle around for the ball. Jacobson comes away with it. Puts up the shot a bit short. Almanzor up and in off that rebound. So Almanzor gets his first 2 points of the ball game. 16-10. 6-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball. Back to Cox. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. Over to Swinton. Three-pointer on the way, right-hand side. A little bit strong. Rebound down to Green. He goes hard to the hoop, but he's going to be called for the offensive charge. Actually, that was good defense by the Panthers that time as they got there and didn't want to give him that baseline. And Green just kind of plowed his way through. The official called it right away, so it was a pretty easy call to see. We're going to take a short 30-second timeout here with 6 minutes, 12 seconds to go in this first half of play. Glacier Bears 16, Panthers 10.
Well, it's been up and down for both teams. If they get a chance in the open court, they're going to head up the court with it, but neither team's really done a good job finishing in the open court. A lot of guys getting to the hoop and then getting the ball stripped out of their hands or making bad passes. Part of that's been good anticipation defense by the defending team. Part of it's just poor decisions on the offense as well, Lyle.
Well, both teams want to go hard to the hoop, and that's exactly what they're doing. 18 fouls on the Panthers, 17 fouls on the Bears. So anyway, 10-16 to score. Glacier Bears ahead by six, but the Panthers have the basketball right now. All right, comes down the left-hand side to Almanzor on the dribble, not across half-court line. Now he gets to Blanc. Blanc goes down again. He goes right to the hoop, just like we talked about, up and in. So Blanc goes hard to the hoop, and that's his fifth point. Goes back to Cox, over to Swinton on the right-hand side, alley-oop to Palmieri. Oh, nice fast break, but it went right through Palmieri's hands and out of bounds. They had a nice two-on-one break going that time, coming down the left-hand side, but Palmieri just couldn't hang on to the hard pass by Swinton. Comes back to Almanzor. He goes along the right-hand side. He's still going. Nobody stops him. Kicks the ball back out. Shot up and no good. Rebound down to the hands of Cox, and he quickly down the court. In a two-on-one, Cox goes all the way up and in. Nobody stopped him. That's his 10th point. He went tight to the hoop. Still a six-point lead by the Glacier Bears. 5:30 to go here in this first half of play. Over to Blanc. On the dribble, right-hand side. Glacier Bears at 2-3 zone defense. Almanzor goes to the hoop, and he's going to crawl, draw the foul. Gabe Almanzor works well down there. He wants to go to that basket. He's got a lot of moves to it. Sometimes he's out of control. Sometimes he's not. This time he was able to crawl, get that fill on Palmieri, and that'll be his third. So he's probably going to have to make a switch here, Coach Fossman will. Shot is up and in by Almanzor. He picks up his third point. He gets it from the free throw line. Narrows that lead a bit, 18-13. Glacier Bears still ahead. Back with the basketball again. All right, looking, shots on its way, rolls around, and it covered all the rim and dropped in, and that's his fourth point of the afternoon. Goes to Stegen. Alley-oop up to Swinton. Right across the half-court line. He's double-teamed in the corner. Gets it back to Cox. He tries to handle it. Doesn't. Almanzor ends up with it. He makes the pass down. Stegen steps in and makes the steal. Now Stegen's on the left-handed dribble. He goes up to the hoop. Up and in. Jacob Stegen went hard to the hoop. Put a little left-handed shot up and in. On the dribble. Goes right-hand side. Two records. Nothing going, however. They bring the ball back out to Marker. Now the reverse all the way back around. Nothing going. Again, as they go to Jacobson, way beyond the three-point arc here as they're trying to get inside that defense by the Glacier Bears. And now he's going to be called for the travel as he took a jump step, and that was Marker, Drew Marker. So he's going to turn the ball back over to the Glacier Bears with that six-point lead, 20-14, 4:40 to go in this first half of play. Stegen, pass goes to Palmieri in the corner, back to Cox. Up left-handed, a little bit short on it. Rebound down to Swinton. He wants to go up with the shot. Going to be a jump ball as Almanzor and Swinton got tied up. Jump ball coming off the bench for the Panthers will be Morgan House. Panthers with the basketball in that possession, or that alternating possession. Goes back to the right-hand side. Glacier Bears 2-3 zone press on it. Still not across the half-court line. Yet his Marker. Now he comes across. Glacier Bears drop back a bit. Marker with the left-handed dribble out at the top. Now reverse it back to Rickards, back to Marker. Marker goes down the center of the lane, forces up the shot. Rebound down to Almanzor, up and in. He had good inside position that time. Easy little bucket there as he was able to put it up and in. Stegen on the way, and there's going to be a foul. Official stepping over this way, pointing at the Panthers. Foul on 1-3. And that Rickards' first foul, 19 fouls now. Stegen at the free throw line. Looking, shots on its way, and it's good. So Jacob Stegen picks up one from the free throw line. That's his third point. 1-for-2 from the line so far. Bounces a couple more times. This one's up on its way, and this one is also good. So he picks up a second. And we got some whistles here. Let's see. Substitution. Looks like Sage is coming into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Palmieri will take a seat. 4:04 to go here in this first half of play. All right, back out to the top. Coming to the left-hand side on the dribble. Goes all the way to the hoop. Puts up the shot and is going to draw the foul. That's Marker. as he went hard to the hoop. Now he's going to the free throw line. Both teams going hard to the hoop. Pretty much everybody from the Panthers will go to the basket if they get the least bit of an opportunity. 22-16. Drew Marker at the free throw line. Shot rolls around, hits about every part of the rim, and drops in. So he picks up his first point of the afternoon. 22-17. Bouncing the ball a couple more times. This one is nothing but net, so he picks up his second. And Panthers, full court pressure. Ball goes into Cox. Back over to Green, across the half court line. Gives up his dribble. Now I come back to Cox to set the offense for the Glacier Bears. Goes a little bit right. Screen set by Swinton, but Cox backs out, so Swinton leaves. Back out on the dribble, out at the top. Almost loses it. Gains it back, however, is Cox. Looking inside, can't find anybody. Goes to Swinton, over to Sage, up and in. So Hudson Sage picks up his first 2 points. Nice little pass by Swinton. That time it got Sage down low. Going to the hoop, rolls around, up and in. That time was Marker. He went right up and got the easy bucket out of it. Back to Stegan, over to Cox. He's surrounded. Passes the ball in the air. Stolen away by Rickards, however, and he's on the dribble. Kicks the ball across, up and in. Nice little pass to Jacobson, and he gets the bucket. And that's his 6 points. 2 point lead by the Glacier Bears now, and they have the basketball. Almost stripped away it is. Goes back to Jacobson. He puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound fought for. Partially checked, however, by House. Comes back down, and Stegan's on the break all alone. Followed down, puts it up too hard off the glass. Sage comes away with the rebound, and he misses it. Comes back in, the ball ends up in the hands of Marker, and he goes down the right-hand side. Panthers with the basketball. Marker goes right to the hoop, puts it up, rebound back down to Swinton. And now we're racing to the other end. Cox goes all the way down. He puts up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. 2:33 to go here. 24-22, just like you said, Doug, they're getting up and down the court. There is no in-between here. It's either a full blast or nothing. Cox at the free throw line. Second foul on Rickard. Shot by Cox off the back of the iron, no. He is 3 for 5 so far. Castle coming into the game. Also checking into the ball game is Brian Castle. Shot is good, so Trevor picks up his 11th point. Ball goes quickly on the right-hand side of the Panthers. 25-22, back to Almanzor out at the top. He's going to back it up, and he'll set the offense a little bit. He's going to come over on the left-hand side. Now stops about midcourt, backs long ways away. Goes right-hand side. Nothing going, however, as Blanc looks. Takes the drive down. Puts up the shot. He's going to draw the foul. Looks like it's going to be on the Glacier Bear. It's on number 5. That'll be Matthew Green. That'll send Charlie Blanc to the free throw line. Second foul on Matthew. Blanc has 5 points. One of those coming from the free throw line as he is 1 for 2 so far. This one's on its way. Rolls off to the side. Drops down. Substitution. Cunningham coming into the ball game. Green's going to come out at the 2:12 mark of the first half of play. Blanc back at the free throw line. 25-22. 3-point lead. This one's going to be a bit short. Rebound comes down in the hands of Swinton. And now he is going to be fouled by Blanc. Not quite sure what he was thinking there. And he stood no chance, really, of getting the basketball away. So we're going to walk to the other end.
That's 7 rebounds for Dillon so far here in the first half of play. He's been doing a good job on the boards.
Well, he's been blocking out down low and staying inside and getting in position to get the rebound. That'll send him to the free throw line. He has 5 points in the ball game. This one's off the back of the iron. Doesn't go, however. He's going to get a second here, as that's 10 team fouls on both teams. So both teams in the double bonus with 2:09 to go. This one's in and out, back out again. Rebound comes back down and is immediately tied up. Alternating possession is going to go to the Glacier Bears under their basket. Cunningham will inbound the basketball on the right-hand side. He slaps the ball. Glacier Bears are moving, looking, still can't find anybody. Now he goes back out to Cox on the right-hand baseline. Screen set by Swinton. Good defense by the Panthers as they hustle over. Almost stolen away by Blanc, but it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball on the far side of the court. 2 minutes to go here, first half of play. 25-22, Glacier Bears with the lead. and the basketball. Cunningham looking, gets the ball back into Cox. He goes to the hoop, stops. Going to be a whistle on it immediately as he breaks between two of the Panthers. See who the foul is going to be on. The officials come in this direction. 4-1. So that'll be Castle. That'll be his second personal foul. Back at the free throw line go the Glacier Bears. 11 points for Trevor Cox. This one's a little bit strong. Goes back off the back of the iron. 25-22. This one's on its way, and it is good. So he picks up one from the free throw line, and that's his 12th point of the ball game. Quickly down the court come the Panthers. Back out to the top. They're just going to move the ball around a little bit on the outside of the arc. Goes right inside to Blanc. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They're not going to give it. Now, unfortunately, there's a bit of a trip there. Really unintentional, but Cunningham's going to pick that foul up. Nobody really fell down, but the official was right there, and he did get his foot stuck in there, so that's going to send Blanc back to the free throw line.
KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, pluck one.
So far, 26-22, and he makes it 23 for the Panthers. He'll bounce it a couple more times. In and out. No, rebound comes back down to Swinton, but it gets knocked out of his hands. Back in the hands of Almanzor. He misses the shot, however. Back to the Cox. Cox looks down the court. He's being chased. Almanzor comes from behind and makes the steal, however, and he's quick down the center of the court. He wants to go all the way up, and he's going to lose control of it. Almanzor was going right to the hoop, split two of the Glacier Bears, but then he traveled with the basketball, kind of fumbled around and was called for the travel. Stegen goes right inside to Cox. Cox goes cross court to Sage, up and in. So Hudson Sage got his fourth point. Nice pass by Cox on that as Sage just had to lay the ball up and in. Panthers down by five. They have the basketball, however. Kicks about the left-hand side. Nothing going, however, as they wait around Blanc. Now way out at the top is House. They're just passing the ball around to the outside. Comes back inside, 1 minute to go. Dakin down the lane with House. Ball's bouncing around, ends up in the hands of Blanc. He puts it up, partially checked, however, by Swinton. Ball's still bouncing around, and Sage comes up with it, gouts out to Cox. Cox, it's a one-on-four, spins around. He's going to bring the basketball back out with 45 seconds to go. Long three-pointer on the way by Sage. Rebound down to Stegen for the Glacier Bears. Comes back out to Swinton. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Comes back to Cox. Cox looks down below, points out what he wants. And now the Glacier Bears are going to set their offense. Almost stolen away by, looks like Blanc, but he went down hard to the court. Stegen up and misses the easy little lay-in on it. Ball comes back down and quickly in the hands of the Panthers. And all the way down was Castle, up and in. But before that happened, there was a whistle on the play away from the ball. Fouls on 33. Dylan Swinton, that'll be his second personal. Castle at the free throw line. It's up and good. So Blanc picks one up from there. That's a two for him from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Jacobson back into the ball game. Also Vickers into the ball game for the Panthers. Marty Fowler coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. 19 seconds to go. This one is up and good also by Blanc. He picks up another one from the free throw line. Panthers full court pressure. Back to Cox. He's across the half court line. Almost loses it. Kicks the ball out to Sage. Three-pointer on the way in and out. Rebound quickly down into the hands of House. And he's coming down the court with 6 seconds. I don't know if he realizes there are only six. Blanc wants to go up. He'll get the shot up. It is up and good. So Blanc goes right to the hoop. And he picks up his 10th point. And that cuts the lead down to 28-27. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 28 points and the Craig Panthers 27 points. Well, we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for about 8 minutes anyway. We'll be back in 8 minutes with second half action.